Well, my name is Hector Bobineer, and I was born in St. Boniface, 1906.
Where'd you go to school, Hector?
I've been to St. Boniface. I've been all over the place. Been to Seneca.
What did your family do?
Farming.
And were you raised on the farm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you joined up?
Hey?
When you joined up, were you on the farm?
No.
What were you doing?
I was still driving a truck for hauling milk.
Hauling milk. Well, who were you hauling for?
My dad, Winnipeg. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a milk route or what?
Yeah.
What was the name?
B.B. Transfer.
B.B. Transfer. Did your dad own that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your brother works now, eh?
No, he's got his own truck.
He's got his own truck, eh? Mm-hmm. Where'd you live in St. Boniface?
Well, we lived on Barry for a while, and when we left, and then we went out back to the country again.
Mm-hmm. Why did you join up? What made you?
No work.
Nothing to do with.
The same thing as now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one night there was a meeting at the Rat. And they told us, he said, if you don't want work, join the army. There's nothing to do. And it is still the same thing now. Not as worse, because they're giving welfare to the young people.
Mm-hmm. So, why did you join the Rangers?
It was in 39.
Mm-hmm. Did you join with anybody, or did you go on your own?
I went on my own.
Mm-hmm. And why did your brother join
then? Eh?
When did your brother join?
Well, he was in before I went in.
He was in?
Yeah.
Well, when did you go and join? Was it September?
Well, it's around that time, I don't remember for sure.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get your training?
Where I got my training?
Yeah, where did you train in the army?
I had no training at all.
No?
They put me in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we took the boat to go out to Hong Kong, I had my rifle and the grease I was telling it.
So you never had any training? Did you go to Jamaica, or were you too late?
I was in Jamaica 19 months.
19 months. How did you like Jamaica?
Jamaica was better than Hong Kong, I know. Not far.
Did you like Jamaica?
Yeah.
What did you do down there?
Keeping those prisoners from the first wars.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't like Hong Kong at all.
Did you do guard duty in Jamaica, or were you in the kitchen again?
Well, when we took the boat to go down to Hong Kong, I never had any training on the boat either.
Mm-hmm.
And the only training I got, I guess it's a day or two before we faced the guard.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you had no training in Jamaica? What did you do in Jamaica?
Kitchen.
Kitchen. Oh, I see. So you never even trained there? What company were you?
I was in B.
B company. Do you remember who your platoon leader was?
Oh, I remember that the guy, but I didn't see them since I'm back.
And do you remember his name at all? No. When you were going to Hong Kong, had you expected to go there, or were you thinking you might be going to England?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Hong Kong. When there's a bunch of guys together,
mm-hmm.
there's always some guy there, they think they own the world.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them will say, well, we want to see action, we want to see action, we want to see action. And the first place they sent us to Hong Kong, and we were supposed to have a boat with all the what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We never saw the boat.
Mm. No equipment.
No. They sent us out there like a king of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Rifle only.
Where did they put you?
Eh?
When before the war started in Hong Kong, where were you, where did you, they put you in what place?
Well, in the barrack up there.
Yeah. And then when war was declared, where were you?
I was in the front line with a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
But we had nothing else.
Nothing. Where was your front line? Were you at the gap or on the shore?
No, right in the front line with the machine gun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where was your... Were they on the mainland or were they on the island?
Island.
You were on the island. Were you on at the shore there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you have a machine gun? And did you...
The only thing I took, well, it's on the machine, one day the gap, we faced the gap.
Mm-hmm. Were you hurt?
No, I came back. I was sick for 2 years.
No, but I mean, were you hurt, injured in the war? You were
no.
Fighting the gap?
No.
Mm-hmm. How were you captured?
Well, we got captured, and they... I guess it was in 41 in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been 3.5 years out there. Mm-hmm. Christmas is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back in 45.
Yeah. Well, tell me, where were you when you were captured? Did they capture you and where did they take you?
The same place that they had right. We used to, when we went in there.
Were you captured at Christmas, or were you captured before the war was over?
Christmas Eve.
You were captured. Or did they just tell you to lay down your arms?
No, we... where I was with six guys. And it happened on the afternoon, I don't know what time. And we were there on top of the house. With a machine gun. And we got a shot from the heavy artillery from the Jap. Hit the corner of the house. And we came up. We got down the house. And after we got down, well, I had my rifle and I had my gas mask. And got a hold of the Jap was wearing ring shoes, no?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could hear them walking. So I found a pair like that, and I took my army shoes off, and I put them on. But the other guy was gone. They ran away.
You did, eh?
And I had about 250 feet open air to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran down the hill. I set myself right on the hill, and there was a street way down the bottom, and I was... slipped myself right on the bottom. And when I got down the street at the bottom there, I started to look around and I got to figure out, I said, they must have went this way instead of that way. And I started running. And I find the guys, they were in the shed and drinking apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
A bit thin like that. And we left there and we got prisoners on top of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
When I got down to the top of the hill, there was a pile of rifle just as high as the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I had mine too, and I grabbed a hold of my rifle and hit the cement of it. Which is...
Broke it up.
That's where we got prisoners at that hole.
Mm-hmm. Where did Jack put you the first night?
Oh, just clearing around outside someplace.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty good fighters, eh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you taken? You were taken to North Point?
No, I stayed in Hong Kong.
You stayed in Hong Kong.
My brother was down in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We separated the gang, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I met my brother on the train between Seattle and San Francisco.
Was he younger than you?
Yeah, younger.
He was younger then. When you were in camp, did you get that diphtheria?
Oh, I got old, yeah.
You got the diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in the hospital?
Well, the hospital, they had there, they had nothing.
Nothing. Did you get beriberi?
I got beriberi and I got the yellow
jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
Did they put you to work in the kitchen when you were a prisoner, or what did you?
No. We before got 200.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19 months in the kitchen there, Jimmy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting bread and set the table.
Mm-hmm. But when you were prisoner of war, they didn't put you in the kitchen.
No.
Did you go on the airport?
No.
Mm-hmm. You were too sick?
I've been two years sick, Walter.
You were, right?
Christmas to Christmas, before we left.
Mm-hmm. What was it, the jaundice?
Yes, and nothing, there was no food to eat at all, only rice. And there was a guy with that home with me at the same time, and it becomes me, so he came out and see me in the afternoon, and he says, we're going back to Canada before long. I said, I think myself, he said, you're crazy. I said, we're not going back now. My mind, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 15 days after that, I was working at home. And they put me on guard one Saturday night. Sunday morning, and that's where the American came in.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning.
I bet you couldn't believe your eyes.
Yeah. They took us over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the job back where we were.
They put the job back?
Yeah. They put them back, every one of them.
Did you ever see that camera guy they were talking about?
No.
That Japanese guard that was so mean. Did you remember the escape?
Hey?
Do you remember when Payne escaped?
I guess it was in 41.
Mm-hmm.
I know we left here in 40 on the 24th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met him on the 23rd of May.
Mm-hmm.
To go to Jamaica.
Tell me, did you like, what did you do in camp, prison camp?
You didn't? Like one more.
You're too sick. Some of the fellows went to work, eh?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even help. I had blistered my leg from the up to here, down to my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Burned by the sun. It was Dr. Crawford from when St. Boniface used to be in the hospital of St. Boniface. He was along with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still over there at Ottawa. He's got a job at Ottawa and he's back.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up. He had when he said that sort of tweezers to use.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to rub my leg with some rag, you know, and the morning I used to go out and see him every morning. He used to take two or three off and they take the squeeze in and pull off the old skin of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it up to here.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in camp? Did you play cards? Did you do anything?
No, in camp we used to walk around, you know. And they used to do some kind of a concert there between the boys.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, some of them was playing cards, but that didn't be boring. They were playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
How'd
you make out for clothes?
Eh?
How'd you make out for clothes?
Clothes? We had nothing.
Did you get a Red Cross parcel?
Well, we get some Red Cross parcel, but at the time we get the Red Cross parcel, there was some stuff going on it.
Yeah, they spoke.
Yeah.
How about cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Did you play the concert? Did you do anything?
No.
Okay. Who was your buddy? Was there any guy in camp you sort of hung around with, any special friend?
Well, all you used to hang around with the fellow by the name of Jibby and the Fortune.
Marcian.
And Alec Perry. Perry, he's from Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
He lived in Brandon. Mm-hmm. He's coming around here every summer to see when his daughter married with the Rudy. Mm-hmm. She's a nurse in St. Anne. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to come down to see her again.
Did Marcian used to get stuff for you?
Oh, they used to get stuff for us. Marcian
was pretty good to go out and get stuff around for you guys?
Yeah, but he couldn't go out either.
No.
You were locked in.
When you were put as a prisoner, did you think you were going to stay that long, or did you think you'd be out soon?
Well, we didn't know that. Nobody of us knew how long we'd have been there a prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any letters?
I was getting letters from my first wife, but we couldn't say nothing.
Did she know you were alive?
No.
She knew it.
Some people just say, told that we were both dead. It was it'd been marked on a paper, but it didn't was us for dead and not really me, somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or the same name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were in camp together at first, and then your brother was sent to Japan.
Yeah.
Was he with the first draft?
No, I wasn't.
Eh?
I've been there. I was on the first draft.
To Japan?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
No. I mean to Hong Kong.
You were the first draft, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean to Japan, you never went.
When we left to Hong Kong, I was on the first draft.
Yeah.
And I stayed in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And he was too.
Oh, yeah.
It was Batman for an officer.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you went across, or else you would have stayed in here.
Yeah. I guess you're worried about him then.
Yeah. And I was away on the first stop, and they came back the first. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first meal when you got out? Your first Canadian, your first good meal.
Well,
remember
first
when
it was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't eat very much.
No.
We had a good meal when we left, but we couldn't eat hardly.
Before you went in battle, had you gone into Hong Kong, into the town at all? Had you seen the town?
Oh, yeah. I think for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we kept off at the camp.
I suppose when you were fighting against the Japs, many of the fellows with you were killed, eh? Did you know Osborne?
Yeah.
Were you fighting with him? Mm-hmm. Did you see him get killed?
Well, I know that I know three brothers got shot behind him.
Who were they?
Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And he was right behind him, he got killed and you were missed, eh?
Yeah.
I guess you consider yourself pretty lucky then.
Well, I was hanging on the salmon, on the street on the salmon, and the marker, the cell, they were shooting and you could see the spark beside me. And when the brothers got shot behind me, we've been there laying there about 10, 15 minutes. And we got up and we ran back around and there was 200 yards back.
And you had to retreat all
the
time?
Yeah.
You must have been the first bunch fighting, were you? The first bunch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you had the diphtheria, did your brother give it?
Well, he was sick. He came in to Hong Kong behind me. And when we came back, he was at Vittoria for 15 days behind. He was sick out there. He kept him there in the airport.
And when you came back to Winnipeg, how long did you go to stay in Deer Lodge?
Well, we were supposed to be there for a month or so when we came back. I don't remember, it was so long.
What did they do for you?
Oh, they kicked us over and they couldn't do nothing at all.
They couldn't. Did you have any operation?
I don't know, the finger didn't get a dangle.
Was that caught by the beriberi?
No.
Nerve.
About two years ago.
How are your eyes?
My eyes are very poor. I got operated in this one. That's all.
You had a hard time to see when you came home? Do you remember Corbett?
Yeah.
Was he with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him now? He's in Arizona, isn't he?
Well, I didn't see those guys since I'm back. I may meet once, when I go in town, I might meet once, go around with somebody, but not very often. I used to do Montreal too. He used to drive a bus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him anymore. And if he quit that job, I don't see him anymore.
Who is that?
Montreal. George.
Oh, yeah.
Big store for
him. Oh, Montreal.
Yeah.
He's in Riverton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you on full pension?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what type of work did you do when you came in?
Well, I've done all kinds of work for farmers and been working for construction.
Mm-hmm.
I quit that. No, do anymore. I didn't do this work since 6 years now. Mm-hmm. Over 6 years. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about that experience? Do you hate the
job? Right. I don't like them.
No. You have no use for them.
Mm-mm.
You feel pretty bitter?
Right?
Are you pretty bitter about the whole experience? You feel pretty bad.
You didn't know whether there's some people wrong with me.
Are your nerves bad?
No, not bad. Not too bad. But if something goes wrong with me, I'm not sure. No, but we would like to get more of that.
More money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won't be long. Yeah. So, all in all, you considered a pretty bitter experience. You're pretty disgusted. When you came home, was your family? Did your family know you were alive when you came home? Or did they just hear you were alive? Your family?
Oh yeah, they knew it.
They knew you were both alive.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they got some news we were both killed.
Mm-hmm.
Drowned. Mm-hmm. I came home first.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out first.
Mm-hmm.
I came back in 1945 at the 9th of October.
Mm-hmm.
At CPR's the depot. And they had the taxi there and everything to get us home that night. They gave us they were going to leave on the train, you see,
mm-hmm.
Go home the same night. And we've been home for a week or so, and after that we went out to the other for a while.
Your whole camp experience was pretty bad because you got sick.
Yeah.
If you hadn't started off with that sickness, with the hysteria, you might have been stronger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you never had a chance. Because some of the other guys, they're not too bad.
No, there's some guys, some of them are not too bad.
No.
Some of them never been sick.
Yeah.
Some of them, they came back. They're just about blind.
Ben Reed is not sick.
No. He's shot like a... Mm-hmm. He made the cut about three men, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's one.
And take care of another guy I used to know, that Tommy Forsyth. Mm-hmm. He's got a farm, he's working his farm, and he never been sick.
Mm-hmm. We saw him.
I saw him about 3 years ago, I was on the alert, I met him. He stayed overnight and he went back home in the morning.
Where'd you have your operation, dear Lodge?
No, we were sent
on. Who did it?
That's a bushy. My finger did it at the yard.
So what did the doctor say about your health now? Do you think you're going to be all right?
Well, I'm going to be all right. I've got to be careful. Mm-hmm. I'll take it off and I'm done.
What is it, your chest? Your heart? No. Was your heart bad in camp?
No.
No.
I used to smoke quite a bit in the hotel.
And how can you eat? Can you eat pretty good?
I can eat, I could know.
You can eat anything,
though. Mm-hmm.
That's good. How are your feet? Bad?
Bad is good. They're still the same day they were. Stiff and numb.
From the very, very. Well, I'm sorry. Would you go back to Japan, to Hong Kong?
No, sir.
Never.
Still, I've been in the yard. I just came out the hospital last Wednesday. And my feet was swelling up.
Yeah.
Hot feet. Yeah. No, very, very.
Sure, yeah. They call it the hot feet.
Yeah.
Tell me, were you ever beaten? Did they ever hit you in camp?
No.
They never bothered you?
I never bothered with nobody.
No. Did you
knit
or do anything?
I never got in trouble with nobody.
No. Did you knit or do anything to keep yourself busy? What did you do?
Well, the only thing is to keep myself busy, walk around.
That's all. You didn't make anything?
No.
Did you hear the radio? Get
no.
The news?
We used to get the news, but they pay a month over 2 months old.
Yeah. Did you learn Japanese?
Huh?
Did you learn to talk Japanese?
No.
You learned your number?
No.
Did you have to go on the parade square every morning?
Oh, yeah, they used to take us on the parade square to kick us every morning.
And at night, too?
Yeah. But that's all we have to do. First of the day, walk around and sit at the machine.
You were too sick to work?
No. No, I came back first and my dad wasn't on the CPR station that night, my mother and 6 feet in the morning. And when we came down the station, there was a daughter of one of my cousins, auntie. She was around 15 or 16, I guess. And she saw me, and she came around to me. She says, "Come along." He says, "Grab me by the hand, come along." I said, "No," I said, "I won't grab you by the hand. You're going to grab me, though." I said, "I'm the one who's going to make my room, not you." So I went through the rope, and the people was like this.
Fat.
Yeah. And when I went through the rope, that just fall out. It's a gangway, says I won't get through. And all the rest of the boys follow me. And we got on the taxi and we got home.
I bet you felt like crying.
And Dad asked me, he says, "Where Tommy?" He says, "He's behind me." I said, "You won't be back before 15 days behind." And 15 days he came back home. And the day they put him on the train. Well, there's something that they bet off tonight for us. Army Navy. Mm-hmm. And going over
The men were pretty good to one another in the camp.
Well, they had to.
Some of the fellows, if they had any extra rations, did they give it to you, discipline?
Well, only rice.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Crawford was good too? Mm-hmm.
I saw Dr. Crawford one morning, he came around there. If he gets to the barracks, you know, mm-hmm. he used to start at the end and fall over and walk right through. And when he came down to mine, he was about the middle. The jet came in from the other end. The guy must have been about that high, not even higher.
Little guy.
Yeah. So Crawford just saluted him. Never said nothing to him. And he raised his feet and he slapped Crawford in his face with his bare hand. Nothing. Nothing.
Crawford did nothing to him, right?
No. So Crawford, the next morning, Crawford came back and see us again, and we walked right through. And we asked Crawford, I said, what do you think that young Jack slapped me in the face this day afternoon? He says, I could kill him. Mm-hmm. He came along and hit you and you won't say nothing. Nothing. No matter if they're off or not. That in their doses, they notice that she would have the wood. They would do it with the buck.
They would use a rifle. Did you see them hurt the Chinese people?
Yeah. They wouldn't let nobody get close to them after the warrior them. Nobody could get close to the fence. Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't talk to anybody outside?
No, sir.
No trading?
No. There was two fence, one on the inside and one that 10 feet farther out. Mm-hmm. Ten.
I guess you've pretty well given up hope when you were in camp. Did you think you would ever get free? Did you start to think the war was changing for
the
Arizona? Did you sense it?
Well, some of the guys noticed one day they saw the American coming in. Mm-hmm. And some of these big hire came into camp. Check us one day in the week. Asked us how we make an oath. We had only rice to eat. And they sent a transport with their food. Right on the square of the camp. They dropped it there on the square. And they came back later on after that to find out. When they came in, it was the last. They took us out.
Mm-hmm. How much did you weigh? Do you remember?
I went on 106.
How big were you when you joined up?
I was 195.
So you lost a lot of weight?
Just weighed myself today, 133.
And that's not your normal weight?
No.
You're a bigger man than that. Well,